We're still running out of time, so we're going to combine Perek Zayin and Perek Ches. Perek Zayin talks about the importance of a shame, the importance of a name, the chshivas of a name. Toiv Shem Mishem and Toiv. V'yoyim ha'moves miyoyim yivoldoi. So both parts of this pasuk is very difficult to understand. Toiv Shem Mishem and Toiv. So a name is the most chashiv thing. It's more chashiv than Shem and Toiv, which is the Shem and HaMishcha that calls on Malachim. It implies it's more important than the Malchus. Some Medrashim learn it's more important than Kahuna. And then the end of the pasuk, the yom ha'moves miyom yivoldoi, and the day of death is better than the day of birth. What does that mean? We always say fakert. Shlomo Melech tells us repeatedly how a little child who's a miskein v'chacham is better than somebody who's incapable and gone. So what does it mean? It's better to be... Well, how could Yom HaMoves be better than Yom Yivoldoi? Obviously, there's many, many different pirushim in what Shlomo Melech means. I'm just going to share with you one of the ideas. So the Medrash on this pasuk expounds the chshivas of a name. I'm sure you'll remember the Mishnah Perkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Gimel Ksarim Heim. There are three crowns. Keser Kuhuna, Keser Toira, Keser Malchus, and the Keser Shem Toiv is Oyla Al Gabeim. Stam, the way you read the Mishnah simply, there are three crowns, and on top of these, even a more chashiv crown, is the crown of Shem Toiv, of a good name. Which also everybody asks. I mean, the Al Shech asks from one way, the Mefarshim asks differently. The Mefarshim Stam ask, how could that be? How could a Keser Shem Toiv be better than a Keser Torah? How could it be? It's not Chayach. Forget that. The Al Shech is, the Mishnah should say, Dalad Ksarim Heim. So there's four crowns. There's another crown called Shem Toiv. So why is that crown not counted in the list? It's the most hush of a crown. It's not counted on the list. So again, there's a lot of different mahalchim. But over there you also see the tremendous importance of Shem Toiv, of a shame, of a name. So over here, the Medrash says, brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, Su'u morim einechem u'u mibore eile, l'kulam b'shem yikra. It's quoting a pasuk in Yeshaya, talking about how Hashem gave everybody a name. It's strange how that's even found in the pasuk. Yeshaya Novi is talking about how Hashem created everything. Right? That's Taka Nifloi Saboire. He gave it a name. Who can't give a name? Vikori Shmoi. Was it shver to give a name? And the Medrash goes on. Medrash goes on with people in history that lived up to a certain name. Rus, the Medrash brings on Rus, and other things. And then the Medrash says a fascinating thing. It says that the ability to give a name is only David only gave us that koyach to give a name. And the Medrash says here like this, that when Hashem created the world and he created all the animals, he called his malachim, he called the angels, and he asked them to give a name. They couldn't give a name. Medrash says they couldn't give a name. Achikorol the Mauritian, and other Mauritian gave names. He was able to give a name. So you see, it's the godless of names. What's the big deal of a name? It's a name. Even Malachim, they weren't ready to give a name. Hashem told the Malachim, I'm creating a human being that has more chokhmah than you have. And he didn't show them Rabbi Kiva. in the Beis Medrash, Dorish Kisrei Yosias. I mean, Hashem could have shown them a lot of very smart people in history. Instead, Hashem said, look, I created a bunch of animals. Give out names. The Malachim couldn't give out names. Or the Marishan, he gave names. If you go through the Pesukim in Bereishis, or the Marishan gave every animal its name. Whatever we're learning now in Bava Kama, sure, an oif, every town of Gerlim, everything we're going to learn, it all comes from Adam Arishan. The Medrash says, that's the godless of Adam Arishan. Fascinating Chazal. So I'll tell you an idea which connects to the next Perek, Perek Ches, which I really would want to learn separately, but we just have to keep, we have to be in touch with the days that we have. Perek Ches starts, Shlomo HaMelech saying, Mi kechacham yodea pesha dovar. Who's a chacham that knows pesha dovar? What chacham are we talking about? So the Targum says, Manu chakima di yochol amekim kobol chachmas ad Hashem ulameid pesha dovar. Who is somebody who has wisdom like Nevi'im, like Nevi'us? V'leida pesha milaya kenevi'aya. So he's talking about some tremendous chokhmah. And then he says, Ani pi melech shmo, basic things. Ani pi melech shmo, al tivahil miponov. Rashi says, al ti nivol shetelech v'tivrach mi. He talks about basic things. Basic things. Shem mitzvah le'yedavaro. Mamish aleph beis, elementary, seems to be unrolling mamish elementary ideas. But he starts the perek, Mika chocham yedea pesha dover, chocham kineviayo. It's pshat. So, I'll tell you the idea that I was thinking. What's the inyan of shame? What's the idea of a shame? We know that Adam HaRishon had this ability. But then we find that Chazal tell us that a person has many names. The Medrash is Mashmad is like a specific name. Adam HaRishon was Mechavin. But if you look in Chazal, Chazal tell us a person has many names. They have a name their father and mother gave him. They have a name that they're Koine La'atzmai. They have a name that was there from Bria Zolom. Many names. If you look in the Chazal, by Yocheved and Miriam, you find an interesting thing. They're called Shifra and Pua. Right? Vayomer HaMelech Mitzrayim L'Miyalus Avriyos Asher Shem Ach HaShifra V'Shem HaShen is Pua. So Chazal say, where'd they get this name from? Chazal tell us. Mishaperes HaSavlat. Right? One of them beautified the child, the other one played with the child. That's Pua. She patched with the child. So how is that their name? So I once heard from Abyankif, B'Shem the Alter from Slobodka, that you see that a name can evolve. Meaning, a name could be based on who you are at that moment. Who are you at that moment? So at that moment, when the Mialdus of Rias were working for Pari Melech Mitzrayim, and their job was to be in charge of the Jewish children. So their names reflected what they were doing. Shifra and Pua. That was their name. But the Alter asked, what's pshat in that? Clearly, if you went down the street, you would have asked, what is this lady's name? They wouldn't have said Shifra and Pua. It was Yocheved and Miriam. The Torah is saying, you want to know why we're describing them as Shifra and Pua? Because Mishaperes has Havlat. She either she made the child beautiful, or she spoke to the Vlad, kitchkid with the Vlad. But what was their real name? The real name was Yocheved and Miriam. So the Alter is asking, is that clearly this name only described a very current situation. It wasn't their real name. So why did the Torah call them by that name? So he said two yesodis. Number one, that a name evolves. Your job is not to stay necessarily with the same name. You have a job, like Chazal say, koin Hashem la'atzmai. You have a job to, based on what your mission is, based on what your mission is, your name changes. Now, we all know in education it works that way. Certain positions work that way. You call a president, you call a doctor, you call a... whatever you are, those names describe your mission, your accomplishment, and your mission. What you're doing. What your tafkid is. So the Alter said that's number one. A Jew has to have evolving names based on his mission. He said, even better, he said that we find Chazal ask in Parashas Yisrael, where was Moshe? Moshe's name is missing. It says, Vayishma Yisrael Chose Moshe. It says he came. And then it says, Moshe and Aaron and Klal Yisrael, Ziknei Yisrael, Frekt Rashi, Moshe Heichon Halach. Where was Moshe? Rashi says, that's a famous Chazal. Melamed, show your Moshe oimed mishamish lufnehem. So the obvious question is, you never answered the question. The question was, where's Moshe? Why didn't we answer Moshe? Where Moshe was? Say, Vayovei Moshe, Vayovei lechem umayim. Whatever you want to say Moshe was doing, say it. We asked, where's Moshe? Why are we asking, where's Moshe? We're asking, where's Moshe? Because his name is not mentioned. For the same money, we could have said, his name is just not mentioned. But that wasn't Chazal's question. Chazal's question was, where was he? Meaning, if he was there, he should be mentioned. Right? What's Chazal's question? Maybe just like, he was there, he's just not mentioned. That's unacceptable. That's Chazal's question. Moshe Echenoya. Where's Moshe? Meaning, he wasn't there. How do you know he wasn't there? Because then it would be mentioned. The fact that it's not mentioned means he wasn't there. In fact, the Alter from Slobunky, he didn't answer the question. So now you said, Ela Melamed. So Yoimed Mishamish Lufneyev. Okay, so why isn't he mentioned? And if anything, if it's there to teach me a halacha, you know, the Torah to me makes a whole halacha l'maisa out of this. You want a Torah to me, man? Tosef is bracha. Achap. Torah to me says, the halacha is, you're not allowed to give cover to a Talmud b'mokom rabbi. You're not allowed to give cover to a Talmud in front of his Rebbe. Because, in a way, it's degrading to the Rebbe that you're lifting up the Talmud in front of him. Elon Cain, rabbi mechabdoi. If the Rebbe himself gives kavsanor, a Talmud walks into a room in front of the Rebbe. So you shouldn't really stand up for the Talmud. But if the Rebbe also got up, then you could get up too. You're not degrading the Rebbe if the Rebbe himself, zok the Torah to mime, Moshe Eichon Holach. Where was Moshe? Elam Alame, that he had to be Mishamish in order for them to be able to give kavod to Yisrael. Moshe himself had to go be Mishamish, so that they should be able to be Mechabit. But the Alter's question is, that Chazal's question is not answered. We weren't concerned what he was doing. We were concerned that his name wasn't mentioned. Where is he if his name wasn't mentioned? What's the answer? He was serving? Why wasn't his name mentioned? Zok the Alter von Slobodka. At that moment, Moshe was a king. He was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He was a Melech of Klal Yisrael. He wasn't a waiter. That's not Moshe. Moshe is not a waiter. Moshe is a Melech. Moshe is the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. Moshe is not a waiter. He's not a maitre d'. He's not a waiter. He's not a caterer. He's not. Mit amo, he decided now, he assessed the situation. Whether you learn how to talk to me, it doesn't matter how you learn. L'maisa Moshe Rabbeinu assessed the situation. And his conclusion was that he has to go out of being Moshe Rabbeinu and be something different. He has to take off his robe, his malchus, and now he has to be something else. That's why Zok the Alter, it doesn't call him Moshe. Because he wasn't a being Moshe. He was being a Mishamesh. He undorned his malchus. That's all part of the Melamed. The Melamed is that Moshe knew how to be Ois Moshe now. Now my job is not to be Moshe. Now my job is to be something else. That's what Moshe understood. So a godless tikka pshat. That Moshe was able to be not... Takachaz, I'll learn from him. All kinds of halachas we learn from him. But the point is that Moshe knew that this moment called for him to be something different. And that, in a way, that lesson is being brought out by his name not being mentioned. His name not being mentioned. He wasn't limited to Moshe. Moshe assessed the situation, and now my job is to be something different. And he did what that moment called for. That's the godless. That's amongst the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the fascinating pshat of the altar. But what comes out from the altar also is that sometimes in order for you to succeed in life, you yourself have to be able to identify your mission. What do you need a name for? What do you need a name for? Because a name gives you a mission. A name gives you a mission. That's my mission. My mission is, I have a purpose now. What I have to do. And the name reflects what my mission is. And now you have to live up to your name. And mainly you could say that when Shifra and Pua were working for Pari Melech Mitzrayim, they themselves identified themselves as a Shifra and a Pua. And they lived up to that. Memela, they lived up to what their mission was. Could be that's why the Torah calls them Shifra and Pua to tell us, if they were just Miyaldas and they didn't have a mission, they wouldn't have been able to live up to what they lived up to. But these were two Miyaldas that self-identified themselves with a mission. I'm not Yocheva now, I'm Shifra. I'm not Miriam now, I'm Pua. And this is my mission. And they lived up to their mission. They lived up to their mission. And in life, that's the challenge, to know what your mission is. Lasid Lovi, it's not a kunz. Everybody knows what their mission was. Because they show a person. Lasid Lovi, they show you what your mission was. And what you could have accomplished. And what you should have accomplished. That's the Yerim HaMovas. That's the clarity that a person has Yerim HaMovas. The Toiv Shame, the Mile of Shame, the Mile of a name, means a name that identifies what your mission is. That's Yom HaMovis, the same mile that the Yom HaMovis has me Yom HaVolta. One of the reasons we don't give a name to a child until after the bris is because what are we naming? We have to identify what are you doing? You're going to bris Shel Avraham Avinu. Now we can give you a name. We're identifying who you are. We're identifying what you're going to be. That's the aside. That's what a shame is. And that's what the Perek Ches starts with. We know Chocham is Odef Minovi. A Chocham is Odef Minovi. Chazal tells us, what's a Chocham? Horoyas Hanoilot. A Chocham is a Royas Hanoilot. So everybody asks, what do you mean? Royas Hanoilot is Nevuah. To know what's not here? That you go to a Navi for. A Navi could tell you what's not here. A Navi could tell you what's not here. It's not Chochmah. Chochmah is Chochmah. Chochmah is what's tangible. It's a Royas HaNoilot. But Chazal tell us that a Chochmah is Odef Minavi. And Chazal tell us that a Chochmah is Royas HaNoilot. So Reb Yankif always said exactly what I'm telling you. Which is Reb Yankif said there's a big difference between Nevuah and Noilot. Noilot, something that's born, means that it had a history. Right? There was a pregnancy. There was a fetus. It grew. It evolved. And it came out. It's not stam. A Novi could tell you something that has nothing to do with what's here now. He doesn't see from what's here now what it's going to evolve into. The Novi doesn't see that. The Navi can tell you, listen, Hashem said, tomorrow this is going to happen. Okay. Has nothing to do with today. It's not today bearing on tomorrow. The Navi's telling you, tomorrow is that. A Chacham is not Royas Asit. He's Royas HaNoilot. He sees how things are evolving. He sees the mission. He sees where he's going. He sees how one thing is going to lead to the other. That's a Chacham. That's the Royas HaNoilot. And that's what the Targum is saying, that Mika Chacham Ayedea Pesha Dover. The Chacham is somebody who understands how things have to evolve. Says the Targum Kineviaya. He has the Mila, really has a Mila, that the Novi does Aliday Nevuah, the Chacham does through his Chachma, through his Pesha Dover, through knowing what his mission is. And that's something a person has to ask themselves every day. What's my mission? If you're living without a mission, then you're blind. You're totally blind. And clarity can only come from a mission. And the shame doesn't have to necessarily be the name that's on your doorplate. The shame is what my tachlis is. What's my tafkid? That's what the shame is. Okay.